First, I want to talk to John Braun, who is the Washington Senate Republican leader, Republican out of Centralia. John, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Lars. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, before we get into this ridiculous question of whether the state of Washington or any state, frankly, should keep on funding an agency that cannot tell you where two-thirds of the money goes, let me mention this. We lost a fighter jet overnight in Iran. They are searching for the pilot right now, and they have high hopes of finding the pilot. But now we've lost a second plane. This one went into the Persian Gulf. It was one of those A-10 Warthogs, one of my favorite of all the military aircraft, and that pilot has already been recovered. So just that update on what's going on there. But, John, what's going on when the state's child welfare agency that the voters trust with one of the most important jobs out there, and that is to protect kids who are otherwise in harm's way, and they can't tell you where two-thirds of the money goes or why they're overpaying, but they have the money to double up their lobbying staff? What's going on there?
That's right, Lars. We have a recent report from the state's auditor that they conducted their annual audit of all the agencies. But with the Department of Children, Youth, and Families, we've got very alarming results. They find that they're basically reviewing the agency's self-audit, and it's a relatively small part of their business. This is an agency that spends hundreds of millions of dollars on child care, as an example. They audited about $10 million worth of payments, and of that $10 million, they found over $2 million were overpayments. 67% of the ones they audited had overpayments. This is outrageous. And this is an agency that has thousands of employees. It's got an admin staff of 500, and yet they've only found a way to have six people doing audits when they're spending literally hundreds of millions, overall billions of dollars from both state and federal funds.
Okay, did any of the agency heads have an explanation, say, well, you know, sit in front of the legislature and, well, here's how we lost the money, or here's why we overpaid millions and millions of dollars? Did they have any kind of sensible explanation at all?
So far, they've been mum at every level. I have not heard a single thing. If they have, it's been pretty quiet from the agency, from the executive branch. Nobody is standing up and saying, hey, this is unacceptable. Their solution for a couple years now to overspending and waste has simply been to raise taxes rather than dig in and find a way to spend our state's tax and our federal taxpayers' money more wisely, more effectively, without overpayment, without fraud.
Well, and Senator, I don't understand this. If you're going to pay monies out and then you say, well, 67% of the audited child care provider payments were overpaid in a single year, $2 million out of $10 million. Why can't they say, okay, if a bill is presented and you say, we're going to have this many kids in this facility and it costs this much per kid per month, that seems like a fairly easy piece of accounting, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, this is not, a couple things. First, recognize that the $2 million out of $10 million is just a sample. I mean, so
right.
Apply that proportionally to hundreds of millions of dollars. It's a huge amount of money. And the idea, here's the one response we got so far. It was actually part of the auditor's office. And they said, well, we're going to need more money to hire more auditors. That should be an inexcusable response. The idea that they could have 500 people in their admin department, they can have 22 government affairs people, but they can't find the way in their massive budget to afford more than six auditors. The public should be outraged at this. And frankly, the agency should be embarrassed that they haven't done better than this.
Well, and frankly, Senator, from a distance, I'm a citizen. I've never wanted to run for office or anything like that. But why does any state agency need any lobbyists at all? In other words, if you've got a governor and he's the head of the executive branch and you have somebody who heads up the DCYF and they're the administrator, why do they need to have 22 people to go over and bend the ears of lawmakers in favor of their agency and in favor of more money? They have a head of an agency who can talk directly to the governor and say, governor, we need more money or we don't need more money. They can also go and talk to state lawmakers and do things like that. Does any agency need to have a couple of dozen lobbyists?
No, frankly, I'm baffled at where these folks are. I mean, the idea that he would even have one or two to you know, explain things, you know, explain challenges or whatever. It's a complicated business. I'd grant that. But the idea that they have 22, I've never seen anywhere near 22. I mean, it really shocks me. What are these 22 people doing? I can tell you they're not showing up in the legislature to explain themselves. And if they were, they'd be like a little army. It would be It'd be ridiculous. So this is an outrageous number, especially when you put it in context of, yes, but we can only afford six auditors to spend, you know, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars.
Okay, so does anybody get fired when stuff like this happens?
Well, that's a great question, Lars. I think that's a question that ought to be right in front of the governor.
Fergie doesn't come on this show, John. You do, but Fergie does not.
But we, myself included, we should be asking that question. The public should be asking that question. I mean, look, this is, and I've had discussions with the governor in the past about fraud. He says the right things, but so far I haven't seen any public action. I've heard privately that he's going to work on it, they're going to do better, but I haven't seen any public action to demand that we can't have this type of ongoing fraud. He has this kind of moderate line that we're going to make government better, but so far, we haven't seen results. So this is the sort of thing he should be very upfront, very public about. And so far, as we said right off the bat, it's been silence, crickets so far.
You know what, John? One of the things I wish they do, I used to hate this when the IT department at a place I worked, and they've done this before, they say, we got too many open ports, on computers. And so they just accept the ones they knew for sure were right. They turned them all off. And then they waited for calls. If an agency said, we've got too much fraud, we're going to make everybody, you know, who's receiving state money come back in and justify what they're getting, where it's going, and what it's producing. If they did that kind of thing, you'd be able to clean this up pretty quickly, not by having people go out and pour over spreadsheets forever and see if you can find something that doesn't match. Because I'm willing to bet the people committing this kind of fraud, just like the people in Minnesota, they have a very good way of camouflaging it, which is why they get away with it so long. And yet, I don't, you know, if Governor Ferguson is telling you the right thing, Senator, you know what he should be telling you? Yeah, we found the head of the agency or the head of the subhead, the department manager who had lost $1 million. And we said, the minute you get to $1 million in losses, you're fired and we're putting somebody else in. That would be the right thing to hear from Ferguson.
Absolutely. There's got to be consequences to this type of behavior. Until there's consequences, it won't change. They'll just kind of sweep it away and hope the public doesn't notice while we continue to waste, you know, millions or hundreds of millions of dollars. And the Democrats come back and say, we got to have more taxes to pay for this, but won't do anything about the underlying misuse of money, whether it's fraudulent or accidental. Doesn't matter. It's still wrong.
Real quick, does any of this money get clawed back?
There is the legal potential to do it, absolutely, if it's overpaid, but do they do it? That's a $1 million question, literally, probably a multi-million dollar question, because they said that, you know, when we had the fraud with unemployment insurance a few years ago?
The Nigerians? Yeah, if they're not clawing that money back, fire a bunch of people and hire somebody competent. That's Senator John Braun.